Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Now we need somebody to sing the words.
We go Lookie Dookie Sapphire!
And some adults to say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Buongiorno e benvenuti a Given the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull e questo è CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver e sono qui dalle 8 alle 9 e mezza ogni martedì mattina a proporvi della musica italiana, soprattutto musica etnica, musica folk, un po' di jazz, un po' di musica da, diciamo, di cantautori, musica tradizionale, un po' di tutto. Sono molto contenta anche perché questa settimana arriveranno dei sardi per il Mission Folk Music Festival. Il gruppo Tenores di Neoneli arriveranno qui a Vancouver, infatti sono già a Toronto, quindi vi saluto Tenores e ci vediamo domani sera, e loro verranno anche per fare un concerto gratis a giovedì sera alle 7 di sera, poi l'informazione vi darò più in là nel programma. È un'opportunità di veder suonare e cantare dei musicisti veramente straordinari. È una specie di musica particolare che esiste solo nell'isola della Sardegna e soprattutto anche nella Barbagia, nella zona centrale della Sardegna. E infatti volevo iniziare questo programma proprio con un pezzo dei Tenores. Questo viene da un disco che hanno fatto qualche anno fa con il jazzista italiano Paolo Vinaccia. Ecco, sentiamo un pezzo dei Tenores di Neoneli.
Procura de moderare barones a de danea. Di rania, chisino profide mia, dorra della penterra, dorra della penterra, la dorra della penterra, declara de già sa guerra, contra de sapre potenzia, e comita sa vasenzia, in su popula mancare, in su popula mancare, la mirada che sta prendendo contra de lui su tu. Mirate chi non è gioco, chissà cosa è andata vera, chissà cosa è andata vera.
Malapimbo, malapimbo,
la la la, chissà cosa è andata vera, mirate chissà sa era. Minetta la temporale, gente così data male, ascoltate sa voce mia, ascoltate sa voce mia.
Malapimbo, malapimbo,
la 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 la, su voppulo qui profondo, letargo si sepultau. Finalmente a te pretau, sabita che sti cadena, sabita che sti cadena.
Malapimbo, malapimbo,
la 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 la, ovvero de sa vita, strabagliate, strabagliate, promantene di città, de tanto scarro de stalla, tanto scarro de stalla.
Malapimbo, malapimbo,
la 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 la, tanto scarro de stalla, voi la sasaval. I sorra con le sudano, pensansero e amanzano, sola metta in grassare, sola metta in grassare. Danza un par a mie, danza in su mare s'avventura, danza custa die. Astrolicamus da esupra de custa altura, nara mi de sa fortuna. Vola in su vento e si ingiustizia, vola un pare a mie, vola in su mare si indifferenzia, vola custa die. Astrolicamus kirkende su venidore, naramide custu amore. Nois sos amentos, nois sos trabentos, nois que sirvades isperdidos in su ludunos. Tu e Deus su teura ferula, ube nasces a quintula. Danza un pare a chi è, danza in su che l'uchità si mizza, forzi su un pare a me. Ora in su mondo e sa tempestas, vola in sa senas, vedi chi astralica. Nois, sosamente. Yeah.
dai Montes e Carreras, fusiles e fronteras, y Spargues al Malora.
That was a little Sardinian set there, and I'm going to be focusing a bit on Sardinia today because this week is the arrival of the Tenores di Neonelli, who started off that set for us there from the album they did with Paolo Vinaccia called Mbaraboom, and it's a very funky album with some pretty out there improv jazz and then the polyphonic vocal style of this central Sardinian group. They are from the region of Oristano, and Neonelli is the name of a village in that region, and they don't all come from Neonelli, but from the hinterland, let's say, in that area of Oristano and the inland from there. And they are currently in Toronto, arriving tomorrow in Vancouver. They're going to be playing this weekend at the Mission Folk Music Festival, and I'm very excited to be translating for them at their concerts and just, you know, in general, translating for them, because they don't speak English, but they do speak Sardinian, which is a very cool language, which is what language they were actually singing in, and also Italian, of course, because Sardinia, although I'm sure many Sardinians would prefer it not be the case, they are actually part of Italy, as much as it doesn't seem like it at times. They have their own interesting cultural traditions, food, music, dancing, costumes, you name it. It's a very old culture, and if you're at all interested, I would highly recommend going out and getting yourself a book on Sardinia and Sardinian culture. It's a fascinating place. I've been completely mesmerized by it. And so, yeah, the Tenores di Neonelli will be playing a show, and it's on Thursday night here in Vancouver. They're doing a free show, which is going to be put on by the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver. And I'm just going to find the information for you for that, the exact address, so that you, if you're interested in going. It's from 7 to 7 o'clock, and it's roughly going to be for an hour or so. So it's just a short concert. It's free entry, and it is Thursday night at the Fame Furlan of Vancouver, which is a group of Friulan immigrants from the north of Italy. And they have an office and headquarters and a type of stage and theatre on 2605 East Pender Street. So 2605 East Pender Street, Vancouver. A little bit over on the east side, and in conjunction with the Regione Sardegna and the Istituto Italiano di Cultura, and also Santa Barbara Market and Vito's Traditional Italian Foods and Cantina Santa Maria La Palma, they're all putting together this event. Free admission. The venue, however, is not wheelchair accessible, just in case you are coming with someone in a wheelchair. It's not able. It's, I think, on the first floor, and there is no wheelchair access. So that's 2605 East Pender Street, Vancouver, 7 p.m. Thursday night, if you would like to come and see this fantastic group from Sardegna. The four male vocalists of the Tenore Stinionelli sing a type of vocal style which is called the canto a tenore, and it's a complex harmonic vocal style unique to Sardinia, listed on UNESCO's World Heritage List. And the four singers, Tonino Cao, Angelo Piras, Nicola Loi, and Ivo Marras, will be joined by two players of the ancient Sardinian woodwind instrument. It's actually a cane reed instrument called the Le Launedas, and they are Orlando and Eliseo Mascia. Orlando Mascia is definitely one of the top Launedas players in Sardinia. I got to see him play with his group, Merry Band of Launedas Players, in a wonderful procession on the 1st of May in Cagliari, Sant'Efisio, just recently. So that was great. It's a wonderful instrument, sort of a little bit like the bagpipes without the bag, and not quite so harsh. It's three reeds, and it's hard to describe it, actually. I'm going to play you some music that has the Launedas on it, but it's definitely one of the oldest instruments out there. It's composed of three reed tubes of different diameters and lengths, tumbu, manco ossa, and manco sedda, and they are played with a circulatory respiration technique that produces a continuous sound which is rich with polyphony and rhythm. It's a good way of describing it, actually. And it is featured on quite a few different Sardinian musicians' albums. And I'm going to play now. Oh, actually, I should tell you what I played just before. After the Tenore Stinionelli, the track I played was called Barones Tirannia. Then we heard the angelic voice of Andrea Parodi with Aldi Meola in an album called Armentos, Midsummer Night in Sardinia. It was recorded back in 2004, and it's a live album that was an interesting combination of Aldi Meola, this group called the Trio Armentos, which is made up of Peo Alfonsi, Salvatore Maiore, and Fausto Beccalossi. And no strangers to these airwaves. And the track was called Astrolicamus, which in Sardinian, it is the Sardinian word for astroligiamo. It's hard to translate that. It's like, I think it's been translated as stargazing, like let's look at the stars, that type of thing. And Andrea Parodi passed on a couple of years ago, unfortunately, from cancer, who was an absolutely phenomenal voice of Sardinia and of Italy in general. And in fact, the Tenore Stinionelli also played with him on stage. And if you go, there's a couple of YouTube videos I've recently seen with the Tenore Stinionelli singing with Andrea, playing and singing with Andrea Parodi. Ended that set with another wonderful traditional Sardinian group, Cordas et Cannas, which translates as strings and winds, and in fact that's what makes up their musical outfit, from their album Fronteras. It was actually a live version of a song called Minas et Fronteras, and I'm not sure, actually, I don't have all the info on that. I have a feeling it might have been Fausto Beccalossi playing accordion in the background there. It sounded very familiar. Anyway, okay, you're listening to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I am in Sardinian music mode today. It's one of my favorite places, one of my favorite types of music. It's so varied, so interesting. It's ancient and guttural, and there's something very rich and exciting about it. If you're also of that idea and you'd like to check out some live music, don't forget to come to Mission Folk Music Festival this weekend, because the Tenores di Neonelli will be singing there and I will be there as well. And if you can't get out to Mission, don't forget Thursday night, free show at the Fame Furlan, 2605 East Pender Street, Vancouver, at 7 p.m. The Tenores will be giving a show there if you want to hear what polyphonic vocal singing of Sardinia sounds like. And I'll play a little bit more music in theme. Actually, the title track of, the theme song that I often play, that I always play, Riccardo Tesi's A Corsa, comes from an album called Presente Remoto, in which Riccardo recorded with a bunch of musicians, and many of the musicians on this album are actually Sardinian. I'm going to play a track called Terras de Sonos. It's a traditional that's also been arranged by Riccardo Tesi and Gavino Murgia, who is a phenomenal Sardinian multi-instrumentalist, playing soprano sax and singing on this tune, featuring Riccardo on organetto, Maurizio Geri on guitar, Marco Fadda, who is a Sardinian who grew up in Genoa, on percussion. Then we also have a Launedas player, also a Scaccia Pensieri, which is really the jaw harp. It's very cool. And then a couple of other tenor sax and bari sax as well. So here you'll be able to hear this strange reed instrument called the Launedas. And I hope you enjoy it. This is Terras de Sonos from Riccardo Tesi's album Presente Remoto, featuring Gavino Murgia.
I know my name, I'm not in a TV. You pili. Let on letting let the pain I don't let the top of 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 the
Thank you. notte non dormire, mi rendo in fora senza io, e non ci vorrei tappare, e questa certo non è vita.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268 or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
Right there. That was a pretty wacky ending there. Mauro Palmas' voice is featured there on the end of that Elena Leda track. Elena and Mauro are husband and wife. Mauro Palmas is a fabulous multi-instrumentalist, plays all sorts of mandolin-esque instruments, bouzouki, and has got a lovely voice as well. And he's featured there on that album by Elena, Amargura, which translates as bitterness, amarezza, and a track called Andu, which also featured a number of other wonderful musicians, including the violinist, let me just double check here, Lino Cannavacciuolo, who has a fabulous last name on violino. And it also featured a bit of mandolin and soprano sax and accordion, lots of different things. That's a wonderful album, Amargura, Elena Leda, probably the most famous current Sardinian female voice and in the traditional sort of sense. And Marino de Rosas with a fabulous track from his album Meridies, which means noon, mezzogiorno. And then the name of the track was Cannonau, which if any of you are wine lovers, you'll know that that is a very famous grape from Sardinia. The Cannonau wine is very robust and rich red wine from Sardinia. And that Marino de Rosas is a self-taught guitarist who plays in open tunings in a traditional Sardinian style, but his music is absolutely beautiful, and he also has a number of fabulous musicians accompanying him on all sorts of great traditional Sardinian instruments, from the Launeddas, which we actually heard on that track and played by Gavino Murgia, who is popping up time and time again on everyone's CD. He also plays a number of other wind instruments like the sulitu, pipiolu, and benas, and these are all slight variations of wind instruments. The sulitu is a small mouth flute made of reeds with four holes in the front and one hole in the back. It's often used in dances. It's probably very similar. There's a similar type of cane whistle in Sicily. Yes, and there's all sorts of interesting percussion instruments as well, all sorts of drums and different things. So if there's a lot of information on Marino de Rosas' CD, liner notes, all about the instrument. So that's Meridies, and it's from Tronos. If you want to find out about him, www.tronos.net to find out, see if you can get a copy of Marino de Rosas' albums. Meridies is this one, and that track, Cannonau, started off with Riccardo Tesi from Presente Remoto, and another track featuring Gavino Murgia, Terras de Sonos, Land of Sounds, would be. And you are here on Given the Boot. It's 10 to 9. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Allora, vi sto facendo sentire un sacco di musica sarda, perché oggi mi sento sarda, diciamo, anche se non lo parlo. Mi piacerebbe moltissimo imparare a parlare il sardo, almeno uno dei dialetti, perché poi il sardo, anche se è una lingua come l'italiano, non c'è solo una lingua italiana, ce ne sono forse anche migliaia di dialetti. È uno dei paesi più interessanti da questo punto di vista linguistico. E allora andiamo avanti ancora per un po' con i sardi. Volevo farvi sentire un po' di musica dei tenores, di diversi gruppi di tenores, perché poi è anche vero che nella Barbagia, nel centro ovest della Sardegna, ci sono parecchi gruppi che cantano in questo modo, non soltanto il famoso gruppo Tenores di Bitti, che comunque vi farò sentire anche loro, perché ho qui con me un loro disco. Però c'è un altro gruppo registrato poco tempo fa dalla casa discografica Felmay, che è una compagnia bellissima che fa uscire un sacco di musica stupenda. Si sono basati nel nord Italia, vicino a Torino, e loro hanno inciso questo disco per i tenore dei Oniferi Sangavino, che sono, credo che siano due fratelli più un altro della stessa famiglia, sono quattro: Francesco, Carmelo, Giovanni Pirisi, poi Raimondo Pidia. E volevo magari spiegare un attimino il tenore, cioè il canto a tenore. Il tenore barbaricino è composto da quattro voci: il basso, basso, la cui voce è conseguenza della doppia compressione di laringe e corde vocali, la contra, gutturale anche essa, la mesuoche, che fiorisce e completa la sillabe nonsense, bim bom ba, del coro, e saoke, la voce solista che canta il testo e fornisce la tonalità su cui gli altri componenti dovranno intonare. Dal punto di vista musicale, lo schema armonico dal tenore è il seguente: il basso esegue la tonica mentre la contra intona sulla quinta, il solista ha come base la tonica e utilizza un ambitus di una quinta giusta, la mesuoche si posiziona sulla terza acuta, una decima sopra il basso, e l'escursione di questa voce è direttamente proporzionale al virtuosismo del titolare della voce stessa. Nel tenore Sangavino, ad esempio, l'impatto di questa voce sul prodotto finale è di grande effetto. For those English speakers out there, I'll just explain that. It's just an interesting ethnomusicological bit of information here. The Tenore Sangovino de Onoferi is one of the few quartets who've brought this type of ancient polyphonic vocal singing to the rest of the world. And they're a younger group than many of the others. And this type of singing comes from the Barbagia region. The Barbagian tenore comprises four voices: the bass, called basso, voice, attained through the twin compression of the larynx and the vocal cords; the contra is also guttural; the mezzo-oche, which expands and completes the choir's nonsense syllables, which you'll often hear that they go like bim-bomba; and the sa-oche, the lead voice, which sings the text and provides the overall tonality to which the other voices must attune themselves. Musically speaking, the harmonic structure of the tenore singing is as follows: the bass performs the tonic while the contra intones around the fifth. The soloist is using the tonic as a bass and operates within the interval of a perfect fifth. The mezzo-oche hovers on the sharp third, a tenth above the bass, and its movement depends on the virtuosity of the singer in question. In the instance of the tenore di Sangovino, the voice has a great impact on the overall sound. So let's have a little bit of a listen to the tenore di Oniferi Sangovino. I'm going to play a track from their album called Eprite Totu Custu, and it's called simply Mutos.
Orlandore Thierry, che in fiore avante iughe si spada e oro. Coro esos hoyos penetrantes de Sardeonieri.
Mamma, 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 m
dormire su venerdì di Cherzo. Se mu sempre impare se gala li schire.
Padrona. l'armonia sordesa amore sumunnate incantato s'accostumanza mia so tenore s'accostumanza mia sono nati incantato sorver sordesa amore costumanza mia solver sordesa amore sono un attin cantato
July 24th, the Pains of Being Pure at Heart bring dreamy, noisy pop in four pieces from New York to the Biltmore Cabaret. Joining them will be special guests, girls, and champagne socialists. Tickets for this show are available online at www.ticketweb.ca. The show gets going at 9:30 and doors open at 8, so bring everyone you can to hear the Pains of Being Pure at Heart, Friday, July 24th.
Okay, wow, that's a little bit more Sardinian music for you all there. It's been the Sardinian hour. It's just past 9 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, up at UBC at the wonderful University of British Columbia. And it is a glorious day here in Vancouver. We just had the Vancouver Folk Music Festival this past weekend. I was out there listening to a bunch of music. And this weekend coming is the Mission Folk Music Festival. Lots of good things going on there, including the Tenores di Nionelli, Italian group from Sardinia. There's also going to be I think Iva Palsdottir from Iceland, or from the Faroe Islands. There's going to be some groups, I think. There's one group that's made up of some members from Ireland, Scotland, and also Canada via the US, called the Outside Track. And Michael Jerome Brown, and some local bands like the Breakmen and Headwater, a whole bunch of really cool things. So if you're into world music and also local music, then check out Mission Folk Music Festival. It's one of my favorite festivals. I'll be out there. You can come and say hi. What was in that last set? I wanted to play you a little bit of tenores music, and was explaining how the voices work in the tenores singing style. And we heard from two very well-known groups. That very last track there was the famous Tenores di Bitti, and they are from the town of Bitti, hence the name. Caminos de Paje is the name of that album, and it was released on Felme in 2004. And we heard Sabella Armonia. And the album is a beautiful combination of music for dances and for dancing and other things as well. A lot of the songs are actually based around dance steps. And that's one of the things that tenors do usually as well. Not only sing in harmony, but they often dance. So that was Tenores di Bitti. And in between there, the wonderful organetto player Toto Requessa, who is actually featured on that Tenores di Bitti album on a couple of tracks. And his album called Organitos, we heard the title track, which also features one of the members of Tenores di Nioneli, Nicola Loi, playing the joharp, or the scacciapensieri, as it's called in Italian. And again, another Felme release back from 1996, Organitos Toto Requessa. Started off there with the tenore De Oniferi Sangavino from their album Eprite Totu Custu, and a track called Mutos. And that gave you a pretty good idea of what the tenore singing is like. I'll just remind everyone, Thursday night here in Vancouver, a free show by the Tenores di Nioneli at the Fame Furlan of Vancouver, 2605 East Panda Street, Vancouver, 7 p.m. Don't be late. It's going for about an hour and a bit. So be there on time, 7 o'clock. If you want more information, you can go to the Italian Institute of Culture's website and click on the events page, or the Italian Cultural Center also have a link to it, or you can just have a little look up on the internet, Tenores di Nioneli, and you'll find the info. Allora, siamo alle 9:05, 9:06 più o meno, e vorrei proporvi ancora una voce sarda, però questa volta è una voce molto moderna da certi punti di vista, ma anche una voce antica, una voce che ci fa pensare a paesi e posti lontani, al mare. È una voce stupenda di una donna sarda che viene dalla città di Alghero, che è nel nord ovest della Sardegna. È un paese, una città catalana. E infatti il dialetto della zona si chiama l'algarese ed è una versione del catalano, della lingua catalana. Però siccome stiamo parlando di sardo, della Sardegna, ho scelto invece di mettere in onda una sua canzone cantata in sardo, si chiama Sa Mamma e Sabba. Questa è la bellissima voce di Franca Masu dal suo disco Acquamare.
Rimo da te. Tuesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Here we are again at the end of the show. Just 10 minutes to go here. It's 20 past 9 on Given the Boot, CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. I'm happy to present this folk music show that is all about Italy and the wonderful music of the 20 regions of the boot, as I like to call it. And we heard there a lovely, lovely guitar instrumental by Beppe Gambetta, Ave Maria. It's a version of Ave Maria, of his arrangement. And hopefully we'll get to see Beppe back in town again maybe next year. He's touring the U.S. a lot these days, two or three tours a year, actually. He's in North America, so we're lucky to get to see him every year or so. And before that, to start off that set, the phenomenal voice of Franca Masu, a Sardinian vocalist from the northwestern part of the island, the town of Alghero, and that was a track called Sa Mamma e Sabba, Mother of the Water, also featuring Gavino Murgia again on soprano sax in the background there. And it was a wonderful album. It is a wonderful album called Aquamare. A lot of the tunes on that album are actually written and sung in Algarese or Catalan. It's a type of Catalan Spanish. It's a dialect of Alghero. And she is incredibly a talented performer. She also sings in Castilian Spanish, and she can sing in English, and she sings in Italian and Sardinian and everything. The Ara Musica label, distributed by Felmay from 2006, has that wonderful album Aquamare. You can check it out on Dania Records or go to Felmay's website, felmay.it, F-E-L-M-A-Y. Also, don't forget that links to all of the musicians, or most of the musicians I play on my show, can be found on the Give 'em the Boot MySpace page. It's myspace.com/givetheboot. Also, the email for the show is givetheboot@gmail.com. I'm always happy to hear from people. You can always call me in the studio too if you feel like it, 604-822-2487. I'll be here for another 10 minutes. And podcasting. Don't forget CITR.ca. You can go and listen to the show anytime you like. You can download it to your computer, you can listen to it on your iPod, or you can just listen to it online. And you just click on the schedules and podcast link on the homepage, and then on Tuesday morning in the schedule, you'll see Given the Boot. You can click on that, and up will come a listing of the last few months of programs, actually. So if you're not an early bird and don't get to hear me in real time, feel free to go anytime to that webpage and check it out. I'm going to play a few tracks to finish off with from a new CD that I received in the mail just the other day by a singer, folk singer, from Udine in the Friuli region, the Friuli Venezia Giulia, in the very extreme north east of Italy. His name is Lino Straulino, and he put this album out a few years ago called La Bella Che Dormiva, La Ballata Popolare nell'Italia del Nord, and it is a collection of folk songs, many of which he actually heard his family singing, his grandmother in particular, but there are also songs he learnt from his mother and favourite songs of his father, and ones that he heard his grandmother singing, and things that he just always remembers singing as a kid, and he can never remember exactly when he learnt them. Some of them are very well known Italian folk tunes and stories, and others are quite rare. Just going to play a couple for you. I'm going to start off with the first track on the album called Donna Lombarda. It's woman, Lombard woman. And he says this version of this song he learnt from an old woman of his town. He lives in Udine now, but he comes from Sutrio in the very north of Friuli Venezia Giulia. And he often sings in the lingua friulana, in the Friulan language. He's a guitarist on this album as well, and he has a friend playing violin, Guido, also Giulio Venier, who is excellent too. So this song, Donna Lombarda, he said he learnt from this old woman who died a few years ago, and strangely, he said, differently from other versions of this song that he knew, this is a melody that has minor tonalities, and it sounds very archaic, and he recorded it in one take, him and Giulio, and the result, he said, is a little bit gritty, but he thinks that it really keeps the mystery of the old melody this way. So let's have a little listen to Lino Straulino, Donna Lombarda.
Lombarda, per carità, ma c'è mut vustu che io ti ami, ma c'è mut vustu che io ti ami, se c'ho il marì, se c'ho il marì. Al marito tu fallo morire, se al marito tu fallo morire, ti insegno mi, ti insegno mi. Pala nell'orto del tuo sciorbarba, pala nell'orto del tuo sciorbarba, ti insegnerò, ti insegnerò. Viene il marito, viene a casa, stanco e sfini, stanco e sfini. Dammi da bere, oh donna lombarda, tu dammi da bere, oh donna lombarda, che ho tanta sé, che ho tanta sé. Vustu fin nero, oppur di quel bianco, vustu fin nero, oppur di quel bianco, l'è tanto buon, l'è tanto buon. Cosa calo questo vin bianco, ma cosa calo questo vin bianco, le intorbidi, le intorbidi. Saranno i tuoni dell'altra sera, saranno i tuoni dell'altra sera, la intorbidi, la intorbidi. Se sono i tuoni dell'altra sera, se sono i tuoni dell'altra sera, bevilo ti, bevilo ti, lo beverò, poi morirò. E così fanno le donne lombarde, e così fanno le donne lombarde, coi loro mari, coi loro mari. Da bere del vin velenoso, danno da bere del vin velenoso, per farli morire, per farli morire.
That's the voice of Lino Straulino from Friuli, from Udine, Donna Lombarda. It's a famous folk song. And just about all I have time for today. I might just take you out with a little snippet of something else from that album just while Bryce gets himself ready here. So stick around. Third Time's the Charm is up next here on CITR 101.9 FM. So I'll see you all at the Mission Folk Music Festival this weekend, hopefully. And if not, I'll see you next Tuesday. Ciao, a presto, ci vediamo la settimana prossima.
Baci che t'ho dato son più di cento. D'amore, dimmi se mi vuoi bene.